Let's see. The planet is hot. Droughts, fires, floods. But our economy is cold. Recession, job losses. What if we could make our planet cooler and the economy hotter? We can. If we end our dependence on foreign oil and switch to clean energy. The carbon pollution from oil and coal that's melting the ice caps and warming the planet? Cap it and spur new investment and jobs in clean energy like wind and solar. Investing in clean energy could provide more than 37 million jobs for American workers in the next 20 years. That's right, 37 million jobs. Closing the carbon pollution loophole makes polluters pay and helps clean companies prosper so they can hire more workers. As a result, the planet cools, the economy heats up. Pretty cool. I mean, hot.
Paid for by the Alliance for Climate Protection.
Green Front Radio prides itself in literally going to the green front lines of where environmental change is happening. We cover the people, programs, policies, products, and even politicians making a difference, although our motto is environmental protection is practical and not political. So, practically speaking, this has been a very green week indeed. It started out with the Goldman Environmental Awards in San Francisco, where the gutsiest eco-activists around the globe are honored for their work. Among the winners, a woman bravely fighting mountaintop mining. We hope to have her on the program soon. But today, an environmental hero in a category of his own and a big one of mine, Van Jones, starts off the show. Van just spoke at this week's Fortune Magazine Green Business Conference in Southern California, where I cornered him to come on the program as President Obama's new advisor on green jobs, the first such position of its kind. He is the current IT guy, and may he stay that way. I first met him back in the 2005 United Nations World Environmental Day week. He was in San Francisco, came on the program to discuss green jobs, not jails, just one of his initiatives to combat environmental injustice. When I heard him speak, I predicted he would be president someday, or I certainly hoped he would, and he's getting close. He has a win-win-win vision that, if given a chance, just might save us from ourselves. He has since written a best-selling book called The Green Collar Economy, a term that we first discussed on that show. And when he was tapped by President Obama just a few months ago to join the administration as an advisor to the Council on Environmental Quality, well, the green world was jumping for green joy, and still is. Since Van only has a few minutes to spend with us, I'll wait to tell you about my other special guest till after we talk to Van. Welcome to the Green Front, Van Jones.
Well, I'm happy to be back on the Green Front.
That was quite a conference this week with executives from the nation's top Fortune 500 green-leaning companies all gathered there at the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Niguel. Now, your roots are in community organizing, social justice, minor in garbage, starting Trash Talk a dozen years ago. Green has certainly become a little more glamorous, at least, has it not?
You know what? We've gone from eco-freak to eco-chic. So it's a good thing. Now we've got to pick up everybody in the middle. And I think that's the big challenge facing our movement.
That's right. And first of all, you talk about people asking you often to define green jobs. What is a green job? And I love your definition. You started with a blue-collar job upgraded and updated. Explain
right. A green job is such a big category, but when we talk about green-collar jobs, at least you can talk about those good blue-collar jobs, putting up solar panels, weatherizing homes, manufacturing wind turbines, everything that is good for the environment is a job. It's a career. It's a contract. Solar panels don't put themselves up, and that means that we can actually make a positive difference in the economy and a positive difference in the environment at the same time. And that's Barack Obama's vision. That's why I'm here. He is an incredible transformational figure. He's healed so many divides, racial divides and class divides. He's a global divide. But on this particular question around how are we going to grow our economy? Up until now, people have felt they had to choose. Either you're going to do right by your children economically, but sacrifice your grandchildren ecologically, or you're going to do right by your grandchildren ecologically, but make your children suffer right now today economically. President Obama has bridged the gap, and he says we can do right by our children economically and our grandchildren ecologically through green jobs, through greening the economy, and making sure that the economy itself is a force for healing and for good in the earth.
And when I went to Washington for the exciting inaugural events, I wore a big tag that said, "Black is the new green," and you have your own version of that slogan.
I've got so many slogans.
That Obama is not only the first president, but first green.
That Barack Obama is the first black president. He's also the first green president. And I think that if you look at what he has done with the recovery package, it is it has literally billions of dollars in it for green jobs, for green technologies, for green job training, and it's the biggest single investment in a clean energy future in the history of humanity. And he got that done, and we still haven't hit the first 100 days. So I am just excited and proud to be a part of an administration that is so committed to turning the corner and also making sure that we change the rules. It's not just about changing the government outlays, which is always going to be still a small part of the economy. It's also about changing the rules for the whole economy so that people can no longer pollute for free. We want to make the clean version of energy the profitable kind, and that requires us capping the amount of carbon pollution that any of us are allowed to put up in the air, and making sure that we have a level playing field and the right supports for the new entrepreneurs, the new inventors and innovators who would love to come and create a Google for energy or Yahoo for energy. And those geniuses are out there. And somebody out there right now probably has some amazing advance for solar or for algae or for wind in her mind or in her garage, but she'll never get that product to market or to scale with the rules favoring the status quo polluters. And the status quo pro-polluter crowd has been able to come up here to D.C. for year after year, decade after decade, hiring big lobbyists to write the rules for themselves, to advantage and benefit themselves at the expense of the American people. And Barack Obama is declaring an end to the party. The polluters have had a big party up here for 40 years and held back progress. Barack Obama, you know, is here. He's cutting the lights on. His daddy's home. We are not going to have this. We are going to make sure the people with the big lobbyists no longer hold back the people in our country with big ideas and big dreams. Those days are over, and that's why I'm happy to be here.
And among the quotes that I wrote down that you spoke that were so just had so much truth to them, it's all up for grabs, you said, and you also said at a different point in your speech, we have shocking little nature left.
Well, I think that's right, and one of the great things about growing up in the public schools the way that I did was that we had to sing songs in Miss Brown's classroom, I remember, and one of the songs we used to sing was America the Beautiful. And we used to talk about, you know, the beauty of this country from sea to shining sea. And it's a part of our duty as citizens of the earth and certainly as citizens of this country to protect America's beauty against the polluters and the despoilers and the people who want to pave it over and turn the whole earth into an oven in a very short-sighted way. We have the opportunity now to get back to some of those basic values of America the Beautiful. Let's protect America's beauty. Let's make sure that our water is clean, our air is clean, our children are healthy. Let's make sure that we have the right use of our technology and our entrepreneurial genius. It's great to live in a country where people can come up with their own products and their own ideas and get out there, but you got to make sure that the rules favor the innovators and the people who are coming up with new ideas and not just favor the people who happen to be able to have big lobbyists up here. And so that's about liberty and justice for all, which I also remember from being a public school kid. And so as I'm raising my own kids now, you know, we talk about liberty and justice for all. We talk about America the Beautiful. All of that is an Earth Day agenda for everybody. And Barack Obama, I think, standing on Earth Day, not this time on a mountaintop, maybe next time, but this time standing in an old shuttered factory yesterday where it used to be a Maytag factory and those workers were laid off, sent home. And now that factory is being used to create wind towers to support wind turbines. And of the 90 employees there, 30 of them were laid off from the old factory, and now they get to walk back through those new doors into new industries and new opportunities, and that's what we're about. And you know, we were talking about this not quite five years ago, but in 2005, we were talking about the need for green collar jobs and a green economy, and here we are, just a short time later, And it's just an honor to be on the show, and I just wish you all the best, and I appreciate what you've done to lift up these ideas and to keep the campfire going when these ideas were not as popular. We've gone from eco-chic to eco-freak, and now we're going to get everybody else, and we'll have an ecologically conscious, ecologically advanced country. And I think that's the best legacy we can give to our kids.
And one last thought before you go, Van. I have to say, you said you first heard the green-collar jobs term on EcoTalk when we were talking together. Is that true?
Well, you know, I knew you were going to insist on getting your due credit, and I'm happy to give it to you. And I went home, and I Googled it, and it turned out that it had been used 17 times at that point, according to Google, in New Zealand and Australia. And I believe there's a book that had been written called Green Collar Jobs, and there was a little program called DC Green Works, which we profiled on Earth Day here. But only 17 times has the term been used until you introduced it to me.
And so I want to give credit where credit's due. A guy named Ted Postumus right here in Marin County first used that term, and I thought it was brilliant, and I was just repeating him. So let's pay it forward and pass it down. And just before we pass you along, I just have to say, you said when you first saw Obama in the White House, you, what, almost fainted? Big, strong guy, Van Jones, you hero to all of us.
Well,
almost passed out, huh?
Well, hey, listen, I think probably if there are 6 billion people in the world, 5.9 billion of us would pass out if they got to shake his hand, and I was in that lightheaded group. I have to go. I appreciate the opportunity. All the best to you.
Thank you so much, Van. Happy Earth Day, and thanks for making Earth Day every day there where it counts most, in the capital of these United States. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.